I'd like to welcome everybody once again. I would like to read first in John in chapter 8 and verse 23. And Jesus said unto them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins if ye believe not that I am he." Ye shall die in your sins. And then a verse that is very well known to everybody, John 3 and 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." We'll ask the Lord to bless the reading of his word. Here in this passage that we just read, in the beginning is a story that is well known also to the kids and to everybody here, I could say. The woman that was taken up in adultery, and had been at the temple with the people there, and he was teaching them, and the scribes would bring this lady to the Lord, and he would have the discussion, or they would have the discussion with him, and that's where we read. That way you know a little bit about where we're at in the Bible if you have a little bit of question of where we're at. But that's the beginning of the chapter. But now he was still talking to the scribes and the rulers of that city, and he was talking to them and letting them know that men are from the world, this world, and he's not from this world. Here we see the difference between the Lord Jesus and us. The person born in this world is not from above. We all know that. We're born here. We did not come like the Lord Jesus. So once we're born in this world, we're sinners. We're in a place before God that is not good. We have sin accountable to God. In this world, we have many different things that attract our attention. We have many different hobbies, jobs, sports, whatever you could think that could attract you, that's what the world has to offer you. And the world is, this world right now belongs to Satan. And he is working in this world to put these things before you so that you could be attracted to these things and put the Lord Jesus behind these things. And there's people that get into different types of things that don't even look to the Lord Jesus. And it's so easy for us to do these things, to be attracted to these things and take these things and put all our time into it, because we're from this world. We're from this place where our bodies and our minds, they attract these sort of things because that's the way we are. We want to fill ourselves with something. And the world, it's Satan's system, where we are attracted to these things, and it's easy for us to be this way. We were just talking about this city of Philippi, and how it was a city that was had a lot of traffic. Okay, and then we could just see our cities now. These people that were in that city, or the people traveling through these cities, had to bring certain goods from one edge of the continent or that country there to another side. Now we see that in our cities. One city that's 20 miles difference from another one has certain goods that the other city doesn't have, and that's how they move things, and it's so much doing of these sorts of things in our time now that we don't. It was small back then, but now it's just everywhere. And then we could just picture ourselves in a freeway and with the billboards before us when we're driving. I know there's different restaurants that kids like and different restaurants that we like, different stores that we like, and they're all just up there high so that everybody can see them for miles way back. And let's just say that we're on this road or this freeway, and with all these different things, there are billboards that show all these different things, and we take each exit that we want for whatever thing that we desire. And that's what we have every day in all of our lives. But when it comes to God and His Son, where does that leave the Lord Jesus in our lives? And that is why we have this time to give the gospel message, to let those that are still in their sins, that this world is just going to offer you things that are just for days at a time or a year or 2 years. And Ecclesiastes, if you read that, it talks about everything is vain there. Everything is vain in this world. There's no meaning to it. It's just going to come and go. It says there that there's nothing that has been done now that somebody could say that this has never happened before. Because it's always something that just happened. Whatever is going on now had gone before. If you could think of Sodom and Gomorrah, how wicked that place was. You could just think how, those of you that know that story, and you could think of our time now, I think it's pretty much the same thing that was going on back then is going on now. So all these things that are in this world, it's all vain things. It's not going to lead you nowhere. But when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and what He has done, we see there something different. We see here that we're from this world. We are sinners that are in this world. But God has given His Son so that we can know what God has done for this world. Not the globe, but humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ said that we are from this world. And the world system has taken us in and just given us different types of things. But the Lord Jesus was given to us being in this world, so that we could know that we are sinners and that we are bound to a place called hell if we don't believe in what the Lord has done. So we see two great different things here. We are from beneath and He is from above. And if you think about it, it's a little bit hard to explain to a child so they can understand. But those of us that already understand, we know how the Lord Jesus Christ came from above. We know that great miracle that was in that woman, the Virgin Mary, how God was able to put that life in that woman, and she was able to conceive the Lord Jesus Christ. And there we see God's love for us. If you ask me, I can't explain to you how He did it, but I know that He did it because I believe and I have faith in what I read in the Word of God. The kids are learning the creation process, how from first day all the way to seventh day now. And it says that God spake things and they were. And if I can believe that, God would speak one thing and it would happen, I can believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, or God, was able to put his own son in this woman that was to be his earthly mother. So God has given us the ability to have faith in these things. And if you don't fully understand how it is, I didn't fully understand when I was young, but I did believe what had happened. Well, in the Lord Jesus Christ case, I didn't believe that he came to this world to take my sins upon himself. In this world, we find different religions and different things that will say the opposite, and that's still Satan working in this world to try and make people doubt in what they believe in and these sorts of things. But God came to this world through his son. And by him coming to this world, we read in John 3:16 that that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. And whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. This verse, I think, is known by everybody. But if you put "for God so loved the world" and you put your name there, then you'll know or could understand a little bit more how much God's love was. We read in Isaiah that he took our sorrows and he took our griefs. We're all accountable for what we do in this world. If you know that you're a sinner, if you know that that before God you have committed a sin. There was King David, when he had committed a sin, he did murder, and he knew that he had sinned. And in a psalm you read, I think it's Psalm 55 or 51, I can't remember exactly which one, but he wrote there that he knew that his sin was before God. He didn't say that his sin was before man, but the sin that he had committed was before God. We could hurt people with the things that we do, but the one that we're accountable for is to God. So if you know that you're in sin and you know that you're accountable to God, he sent his son so that you don't have to feel, or not feel, but he sent his son to pay for your sins so that you wouldn't have to be accountable. Okay, so all the things that I have done, one night I realized that it was for me that he came. And many different people here, brothers in here, have had their own time where they realized their condition before God. Like I said, this world is going to try and hide the Lord Jesus in all these things that we have and around us. Every type of thing that you could imagine. But God sent his son to this world so that we could be free of that guilt of sin. So if you really don't understand everything that you need to know of the Bible, with this only verse that we read, you could know of God's love. The first thing to do is to trust in what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We can't do nothing for ourselves. We cannot pay for our salvation. We cannot pray for our salvation. We cannot cry for our salvation We can't do nothing but to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done. and it, we also read that if you die in your sins, where we read earlier, in John in chapter 8 and verse 24, therefore, I say therefore unto you, ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, the one that God sent, we were reading in John chapter 3 and verse 16, the one that came to give his life for you, you will die in your sins. A few weeks ago, we were able to go to a funeral. Jackie's friend, Jackie's friend's father had passed away from cancer. And they said that he received Christ as a savior. So I didn't know him. I knew that he lived a life that was not pleasing to God for a lot of years until the end of his life. So all those sins that he did, well, the ones that I heard about what the type of life he had, and then at the end, knowing that he had received Christ as his Savior, he didn't die in his sins, if he really believed. I cannot judge or anybody else can say that he truly was saved, but they said that he had given his life to Christ. By him doing that, he didn't die in his sins. So, if you have heard of the gospel many times, I don't know how many, I can't number the ones, the gospel messages that I have heard, but there's been many. And if you don't receive, or if you die in your sins, and you don't take what God has given, his own son, as a savior, as the one that took your place, then you will die in your sins. When that happens, where would you find yourself if you die in your sins? The Bible speaks of a place where there is a gnashing of teeth, crying and gnashing of teeth. That place, the Bible says that that's where you will find yourself if you die in your sins. If you don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's a place called hell. It is necessary, I think, for everybody to know of this great message that God has given us, because we're all under that sin. We're all from this world. Nobody can say that they came from above like the Lord Jesus Christ. Only he's the only one that could say that. All of us were from beneath. We're from down in the world where we were born in sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world. We read that in John 3:16. And you need to look at your own lives. I look at mine, and I could tell you that I am thankful that God has given me the opportunity to know who his son is and to know that he came to die for my sins. So if you hear this message and it's not the first time, and if you do die in your sins, and then when you're in that place called hell, then you're going to remember that great message that you did hear, maybe not just once, but many times. And we pray that all could understand and believe that Christ did come from heaven. What John 3 and 16 says, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We just heard in the morning that in the one of the prayers of our brothers, who could want to give their own son or their own daughter for somebody else? I wouldn't be able to do that. I think any parent wouldn't be able to do that. That just shows how much God loves us. that he would be able to give the most precious one that he has. I mean, we look at babies and they're beautiful babies, you know. But how far more than that is the Lord Jesus Christ, and our kids when we look at them ourselves, it's that we love them. But he gave his own son for you, and he gave him for me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give thee thanks once again for this opportunity that we have had to share of thy son and what he has done. For we know this world offers many things, many distractions. But Father, we pray that in this very time we could know that there is one that is waiting for us, or waiting for those that are not yet saved, to understand that the world is not going to offer what thy son offers to pay for their sins when he went on the cross of Calvary. Father, we give thee thanks, and we pray for each and every one that was able to hear, that you may bless each and every ear. In thy son's precious name, amen.